We've been talking about generosity and contentment over the past few weeks. And this morning, I thought that I would just simply read you a story that speaks volumes more than I could ever preach about. It's the story of Stone Soup. Are you familiar with it? It's hard to trace back because when I tried to do some historical research on it, it said it's an old European tale, and then another website said it's an old Asian tale, and another said it's an old folk mountain tale from the United States. There's no time when apparently it started, but it's common in all areas. So the story goes like this. Three monks traveled along a mountain road, and they talked about cat whiskers, the color of the sun, and whatever else came to mind. "What makes one happy?" asked the youngest monk, and the oldest and wisest said, "Let's find out." So the monks found themselves gazing down at the rooftops of a village below. The monks knew the village had been through many hard times, and the villagers had become suspicious of their neighbors. The villagers worked hard, but only for themselves, and they had very little to do with one another. When the monks came down, the villagers disappeared into their houses, and no one came out to greet them. Even the windows were closed tight, and the monks knocked on the doors, but there was no answer. You know, I think about times we went out Christmas caroling this past year, and there was at least one house where we knew they were home, and we saw them crawling under the window. The monks said to themselves, "These people don't know happiness." They all agreed, but today we'll show them how to make stone soup. So they gathered twigs and they made a fire. They placed a small tin pot on top and they filled it with water. A brave little girl who had been watching them came to them and she said, "What are you doing?" "Well, we're making stone soup and we need three round, smooth stones," said a monk. A little girl helped the monks find three perfectly round stones. "These stones will make excellent soup," said the oldest monk, "but this very small pot won't make very much." So the little girl ran home and she got her mother's great big pot. And the three strangers that were making stone soup continued to stir and stir. And the little girl said to her mother, "Those men are making soup from stones." So the mother, curious herself, told some neighbors that there was something exciting happening on the square. And the monks poked at the coals and smoke drifted up, and the neighbors peered out from their windows. They found the monks and the fire and the large pot in the middle of the village. And they were very curious indeed. One by one, the villagers came out to see just what this stone soup was. Well, one of the monks spoke up and he said, "Well, of course, old-style stone soup should be well-seasoned with salt and pepper." "But we don't have any," said the youngest monk. "Oh, I have some pepper," said a villager, and disappeared and came back with spices, and the monk took a taste. "The last time we had soup stones of this size and color," said another monk, "carrots made the broth very sweet." "Well, I may have a few carrots," said one of the women from the back, and she returned with as many carrots as she could carry, and she dropped them into the pot. "Do you think it would be better with onions?" asked another monk. "Oh, yes, maybe an onion would taste very good," said a farmer. He left and returned in a moment with five great big onions, and he dropped them into the pot. Something magical started happening with the villagers. Each person opened his or her heart to give. And the next person then gave even more. The monks simply stirred the pot and it bubbled. And at last, the soup was ready. The villagers gathered together. Everyone sat down to eat. Oh, they had not been together for a feast like this for a long time, as long as anyone could remember. And after the banquet, they told stories and they sang songs and they celebrated long into the night, their tummies full. They had come together to create something wonderful for everyone. When each person shared, the most amazing thing happened. This was truly, truly something to celebrate. And then they unlocked their doors and they took the monks into their homes and gave them the most comfortable places to sleep. In the gentle spring morning that came the very next day, everyone gathered together to say farewell. "Thank you for having us as your guests," said the monks. "You have been most generous." "Thank you," said the villagers. "With the gifts that you have given us, we will always have plenty. You've shown us that sharing makes us all richer." "And to think," said the monks, "to be happy is as simple as making stone soup." As I think about this story, I'm proud of our denomination. I'm proud of the United Methodist Church. We're a connectional church, and we connect with every other United Methodist Church around the world. There's millions of us, lots of us coming together, because we realize that together we can be stronger and better for Christ. And our church, Crossroads, is just one piece of that puzzle, but it makes such a huge difference. I like to think we're the carrots. We're the sweet part of the pot. Now, each disciple who grows deeper in their faith creates a ripple effect in the pot of soup. And it's special. It's amazing. I'm proud of all that we've accomplished. We've done a lot. And the things that we dream for our future, we have big things in mind. And you're a part of that future today. Over the past year, a group of our young people confirmed their faith in Jesus Christ. And with the guidance of their teacher, Lisa Frost, their parents, and their mentors, they spent the 2-year process exploring their faith in the safety and love of their church family. Your generosity helped them to take hold of their faith so that the foundation is laid for the rest of their lives. This year, 7 new young people are starting down that track. They're starting the process all over again. One thing that has really propelled this particular group is that they met over the last 2 years in a pilot that we started, realizing that Sunday school in its traditional sense might not work for them. So we started a pilot, and God blessed it extensively. It took Sunday school to a new level, and both the kids and their parents bonded strongly during this time. So this group coming into confirmation is a really great group, but also generous with their arms open for others who might join them. The program that we're looking at implementing in the coming months, as we explore how to best serve our young people, is looking like it's going to be that kind of a pilot. It's exciting. It's an exciting time to support Crossroads Ministries. The United Methodist Church, at its very core of the denomination, is missional. We are a missional entity. We are a social justice people. We believe in finding what's right and helping people, always seeking to be God's hands and feet in the world. Last year, we had an opportunity once again to help with food for kids, and we provided flood buckets to UMCOR during the flooding that was taking place to help others down south. We're fortunate. We are so fortunate to have the ability to address the needs in our community and in the world, because together we make an amazing stone soup. We also provide porch light meals for folks that are living on the streets, and we've done this for years and will continue doing it. In the past year, we've become more visible in our community, and we plan to continue our presence outside our walls. We're able to invite community participants to attend Financial Peace University and provide scholarship monies through your generous giving and through a grant from the United Methodist Foundation. We worked on bringing people to Christ through building relationships as a first step. We had a very large turnout at our Mallards game, where our faithful men sang and blessed many, many people sitting in the stands with their beautiful music. We also enjoyed caroling around the Wanakee area, and we got to personally invite people to our Christmas Eve service. Of course, there was that one house. The one house where they, right under, we saw them, we could see them. We had the privilege of working with the Wanakee Neighborhood Connection, and we offered our building and our manpower for their rummage sale, in which they netted $10,000. This summer, one of our young people sat on a panel and worked as a page for the Wisconsin Conference, and she's here this morning. Rebecca now serves through her wonderful training as a consultant for the ministry strategy team as we look at ways to serve our young people. Our music has touched a lot of hearts. We're fortunate to have wonderful voices and wonderful talent, people passionate about sharing the gifts that God has given them. We also provide amazing growth groups where people can go deeper in their faith process and connect with God and with each other. Groups can be fun and meaningful and interesting and spiritual and a great sense of belonging. It's an exciting time to be part of Crossroads. As United Methodist Church in the connectional system, we can do bigger things together. We can provide much needed help in our community and throughout the world, because a dollar here can save a life there. Imagine, here's a true story, the shouts of the popular chorus, "He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad." Just booming from the loudspeakers at the unveiling of the new Wesley United Methodist Church in Southern Sierra Leone. It's the first United Methodist Church to be built in the Muslim-dominated Pujehun district. What you're seeing on the bottom right slide there is our Wings of the Morning. Did you know we have an aviation ministry? We do. This is something that's been going on now for about 20 years. Our missionary is Gaston Tambo. He focuses his area mainly in the Congo, where folks have a very difficult time getting health care. They don't have a hospital. They live so far into the Congo that it's even hard to get back to where they meet the plane. And he said that sometimes, I've met this guy, he does speaking engagements. He said sometimes people walk for days with a sick loved one and they die on the way, or they get to the plane and there's not enough room because the plane is small and it can only fit a few people. But within the last few years, your giving, your generosity that you didn't even know about has been able to purchase a brand new plane for this ministry. So when Gaston makes his stops, he can take lots of people with him to the hospital. Lots of lives have been saved because of your generosity. Did you know that? Did you know that when you give, you are saving lives, not only physically, but spiritually as well? This morning, as you bring your pledge cards forward, we're giving praise and thanksgiving for all that God has done in our lives and through the church, and all the things that God plans to do here. We're not done yet. God is not finished with us yet. Consider the dreams of our future. Consider our young people, for those here and for those whom we have not yet met, because there are plenty. 83% of our community is unchurched. 83%. There's a lot of folks that we can make relationships with. Consider how your giving impacts those here and those that we have not met, those around you, especially the children. Together we can make a difference. Now this morning as you come forward, you bring your pledge card, you can bring your regular Sunday offering, you can bring your connection card, you can put it all in the pot this morning. This morning's offering is something special. It's a meaningful coming together of our resources and our promises into the next year. When you come, take a key fob with you. They're right in this bowl here. This will remind you of the commitment that you're making today. When you receive it, keep it with you. Keep it with you to remind you of your generous heart. On the back of the key fob is a prayer. And I would like you at this time to pray this prayer with me. Lord, help me to be grateful for what I have, to remember that I don't need most of what I want, and that joy is found in simplicity and generosity. That was written by Reverend Adam Hamilton, who put together the Enough series that we spent the last few years on, weeks. Maybe it felt like years. Friends, we are crossroads. We're all are welcome and loved and cared for and supported. And we walk together in faith to live out Crossroads' mission, to go and make new disciples of Jesus Christ in the local community, transforming lives to transform the world. Amen.